5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You crazy mother.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk, a podcast that gets to the point with short bite-sized clips for anyone in a hurry. I'm your host, Matt Richardson.
You're repping it.
Confident about it. Repping it, yeah.
Yeah, you're repping it because you did
it. It's definitely made, yeah. And they say that fasting actually can, as controversial as it sounds, but there's studies that shows that fasting actually increases muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
So as you'd think you'd be losing muscle mass, as long as you're eating enough calories, you're getting enough nutrients when you can eat,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting your macros and stuff right, they say that it actually will help build muscle mass.
I believe it.
And you know, the concept of being hangry
mm-hmm.
kind of goes out the window, too. You kind of learn how to appreciate food more and not just live from meal to meal and just shoving something in your mouth because you're starving. Like, it, you know, we appreciate, living in the Midwest makes you appreciate all the seasons. Because when you're deprived of summer, you fucking want summer so bad. You're so glad you get it. And then at the end of the summer, you're dying for colder weather, you know?
Right.
So it's like you appreciate all the different stuff. People who live on a beach all day, every Sunday, they don't appreciate the sun like we appreciate the fucking sun.
Right.
Right? So it's the same thing goes for, like, your meals when you're fasting. So, like, when you don't eat all day and you get your first meal, man, you... A salad is the best tasting thing in the world.
Yeah,
just because you're starving, you know? But it really makes you appreciate food and look at it differently. And then also look at what you're putting in your body,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I would highly recommend doing that, at least for a good start for people who are looking. If you can't get to the gym and you're looking to get your energy back, you know, get into the fasting. It's going to be hard for a couple weeks. But once your stomach gets used to, like, not getting food in that time period, it'll start shrinking accordingly. It'll adjust. Your body will adjust. I mean, your body can go 30 days without food before you die. I mean...
With water, though.
Right? With water, yeah. Right? With water, I think you're like 4 days, 5 days at
best.
Without
water. Yeah.
Yeah, without water.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But with food, you can go a month. So, like, who came up with the idea that we're supposed to have 3 meals a day and gorge ourselves for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Probably the food industries and, like, the people pushing all the shit. It's not really, like, that was not... The only people who had that luxury back in the day were, like, royalty, kings and queens. You mm-hmm. know, everyone was eating, especially if you take it back to hunter-gatherers. You know, we were gathering our food or hunting for our food all day and then finally getting to eat it, you know, in this smaller window. You mm-hmm. know, so it's just, or we had to wait a couple days to get food because, you know, so
right.
your yeah. body is made for that for a reason, you know.
That is so true, man.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. You know, because without, you know, hunting and gathering, where would we be? We didn't be able to you know, hold our own while being hungry, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And they say that hunger, the feeling of hunger is like an evolutionary thing because it drives people to go get more food. That's correct. But we don't need, like...
We don't actually need it.
4 hour intervals.
Psychologically, we need it.
Yes. But we don't need, like, 4 hour intervals. Yeah, we're getting it too easy nowadays, right?
Oh, we're not even running for it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not even fucking running for it.
We're not running for it. We're not running for it.
We're not fucking running for it.
There you go.
I get you.
You know?
I understand where you're coming from.
And that's exactly, like, the problem. And I think I've been doing fasting, I think, for 7 months now, and 6 months probably. And I'm finally starting to notice, like, that focus that comes in when you're at the end of your fast.
Mm-hmm.
It is hunger, but it's not the normal hunger. Like, your stomach's not growling like it is. It's more of like a, I don't know, like a focus. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see how our ancestors used this to get food. Because you're just extremely motivated. But you can harness that when your body doesn't, when it's used to not getting the food.
Right.
You can put it towards, like, homework, you know, or something else. You know, you could focus it on a workout. That's why they say the best time to work out is at the end of your fast. Because that's when you have the most focused, intense energy.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk podcast. If you like the video, smash that like and subscribe button to help the page grow. Thanks, everyone. Till next time.